Yeah. Oh, that broke the levels there. What's going on, ladies and gents?
Man,
welcome.
You don't got to talk too loud. We got the whole place
getting
yourselves.
Excited, dog. We haven't had podcasts in 2 weeks. Whole I apologize, place. By the way. I was going to make a quick video letting people know there wasn't a podcast last week, but I ran out of time. Like, I got into town way too late to even record a video, to even prepare a video for, like, upload and shit. So I was like, yeah, people will figure it out. And, you know, and quite honestly, you should be following my Instagram anyways, where I talked about that. I was like, yo, there's no podcast. Go watch or listen to the Throwback Podcast. All three of them. So.
Catching up, man.
I got to, man. There's just too many. It's too much work now to modify three podcasts and get this one ready. So I'm trying to get back to 100% one podcast a week on both locations.
That shit don't sound good.
No.
Well, nobody's trying to travel cross country on that shit because it won't make it.
Is that what you call it?
I think so.
Really? Huh. Anyways,
gonna stall somewhere along Texas or I failed geography, man. I don't know.
That's the easiest one.
I just know there's a few states along the destination, the final destination there.
Final destination. So yeah, man.
That was a shit movie. It was on the other day. So that's a shit.
It's entertaining
movie.
For sure. So, man, what's going on with you? I left you alone for, like, a weekend and shit while I went to go get some more tattoo work done. What have you been up to?
I just did a lot of errands last week.
Goddamn, son. You're already yawning. Already?
Dude, that had nothing but sugar.
So yeah, that I'm should wake up, you up man. A little bit.
That sounds sugar work.
We need to start doing this during the day, except it's hot as fuck. So we need to find a way to do this. But anyways.
No, I didn't do nothing too much. Just did a lot of errands. That's pretty cool. Some alone time, some alone gaming in. Didn't beat the meat, so that's cool.
You're like, my bad. I wasn't able to get around to it.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of the story I was going to tell you. Yeah, because they're going to make an IKEA by us.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's where they're going to make the IKEA. I was like, yeah. And I was like, funny story about that. I saw a video on the hub of the porn. Of a girl DJ heroing herself inside an IKEA.
Like what, in the bathroom? In one of those like fake houses.
Like in one of those fake houses.
Like she's pretending she's at home in the fake house. She's like, this could be my house. I'm going to role play.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I don't know. Steven, look at this. And she just starts going to town while she's videotaping. I was like,
oh, wow. Oh, I'm surprised the dude didn't pop in.
No. Okay, wow, I don't know about that. That might be a little
man,
much.
You're already there. Two birds with one stone, dog.
Just insert some.
Two birds.
Insert some.
Yeah,
tip.
Man, a lot of those little like rooms that are set up in IKEA, man, you can close the door. Close the door, dog.
You're like, hey, IKEA employees, I need to try this bed out.
Yeah, man.
How soundproof are these walls?
Fucking plywood. It's not soundproof at all. You have to tell her to keep it quiet. You start hearing like a... Hold on. I need to work this out. Hold on. You start hearing like a... Then you know some shit's popping off. You might want to put a sock on the door, a door handle. You know what I'm saying? Letting people know.
All kinds of fucking degenerates are going to be at this IKEA over here. You know that?
That's what's going to happen.
This is a fucking Walmart like a mile down.
We should like... do a podcast inside the IKEA, just walk around doing the podcast and then just listen in the rooms, because you know you're gonna hear a little like
no
you don't think so.
No, I saw a video of that in a Target once. So it's
what,
dude? This is a lot of shit. You're telling me the story.
Yeah, that Joey Diaz story.
Joey Diaz story.
Tell the people what the story was. It's. I wish I could throw it on Instagram, but it's like God. 4 minutes. 4 minute story.
The gist of the story is he had a crush on this older chick. She was like, what, 37, he said?
30-something, and he was 16.
Yeah, he was like 16 or 13 or something. And so he was like, he's like, oh, I knew she loved me. He's like, oh, I was going to fuck her this night. And so he had this plan. He had a rose. He's like, oh, I want you. And she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? No. And he was just started crying. So she was like, oh, you can kiss me on the cheek. He's like, no, I don't want that. I want to touch your thigh. And so I don't think she said yes. I think he just ended up doing it, and she and he touched her thigh, and he fucking just busted a nut right there on the street. Fucking hilarious. The way he tells it, he's like, "Oh, I was just busting in my pants, and it was just going down my pants." I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, dude, Joey is such a good storyteller that as you're listening to him tell that story, like you're imagining it,
yeah,
like
he's
you're
really
picturing
good.
It. He's so good. He mesmerizes you somehow, but. Yeah, that's what I told you. I'm like, dude, you need to get back to that. You've broken your governor. You need to get back to the point where you could just get turned on by the idea of touching a chick's inner thigh.
Oh, that's a shoulder. Oh.
Yeah, man. You need to get back to that. You're too desensitized.
I'm like, is that some mid-drift? Oh.
That's right. Oh, oh. I see ankle.
Oh.
Yeah, man. You need to get back to the normal. You can get back to baseline. Right now, your fucking tachometer is bouncing off of the red part. It's just like clink.
I'm the ultra instinct of porn, right?
Yeah, man. You need to go back.
Go back to basic.
You need to go back and enjoy Dragon Ball when Goku is doing weird techniques to beat all the weirdos.
I just need to do basic stuff like sandal pull and shit, right?
Yes. Normal stuff. Like we were talking, we went to a couple stores earlier and we were talking about, like, I was saying to Ruben, I'm like, dude, nowadays, because we know somebody, like, there's somebody that, like, we saw earlier today that's pregnant. And I was like, man, honestly, you gotta either be trying, okay, or not give a fuck. Because honestly, it's gotta be pretty hard to get pregnant. All right. Look, so many ways you can not get pregnant. You know, have sex a day after your period. You know, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. No pregnancy. So I'm told. You know, you pull and pray method. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing, right? You know, you combine those with any of the legitimate ways, and your percentages are super high. You know, pull out method. You know, maybe you use the pill. Maybe you fucking throw some bones for some demons or some shit. I don't know, man. Maybe you the morning after pill. Maybe you pull out and, you know, maybe you use a condom. Maybe you try that basic ass one, right? Maybe you go with that cheap alternative that's like 35 cents.
Some
you
sort
just
of
get
medical
anywhere.
Science, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, try man. There's so many ways. And nowadays people are like, oh, I got pregnant, and I'm like, all right, well, look. If you're trying to get pregnant, then that's one thing. But if you're like, I magically got pregnant, so what'd you do? Just not on the pill, letting the dude go raw, and you just let him fucking cream pie you at the first instance he got?
Yeah.
Like, are you stupid? Are you stupid?
Yeah. A lot of stupid people, man. A lot of stupid people.
I told that fucking joke a couple weeks ago where I was like, man, I'm the dude that's like, I'm like pulling out and going to the other room and I'm getting mine at the other end because I'm like, I'm not trying to even facilitate this, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not at all trying. Fuck that. Fuck that. I will use.
You have a specific order of how I should do those things?
First of all.
Like, all right. If somebody said, hey, I'm about to put the fear of God in my woman.
Right.
What are your top five choices on how not to get her pregnant?
Top five? All right. I say you got to go with the 1-2 approach. You don't just go with a jab. You got to go with a jab and a cross. Do you know what I'm saying?
Damn, you want me to punch her in the stomach afterwards?
Yeah, man. You got to do both. No, I'm just kidding. No, you got to go with the 2-prong approach, right? Because you can't just knock somebody out assuming with a jab. You got to be able to get the cross in there. You know what I'm saying? Get the power hit in there. So I suggest the best case scenario, all right, is probably if you want to knock out where you're sure it's not going to happen, go with the pill and the condom, all right? If you want to be some Doctor Strange motherfucker where you're like, I'm gonna get mine, then you can go with the pill, no condom, but pull out. That's the key right there. That's been old trusty. No, I'm just kidding. You know, man, I was
like, it's 50-50. She's doing her part, I'm doing
that's
mine.
That's right. Dude, I was telling you earlier, like,
I busted on this tree outside. The tree is broke as hell now.
That tree is yoked,
no
dog.
Baby.
That thing's got one of those, like, you know those that forest in San Francisco, the tree trunks are like the size of houses?
Huge.
Just like that. No, I was telling you earlier, I'm like, dude, I went to go see Boski this past weekend when I went out there. And, like, a little bit of me feels bad. Like, I couldn't see Cynthia in the eyes. I was just like, you know, you listen to the podcast and you've heard the degenerate shit I've said.
Yeah.
I wasn't like...
That's why I can't go back. I can't stand in her
house. I'm just like... I'm like, y'all still inviting me over, huh? Considering all the shit I've said on the podcast.
It's horrible stuff,
on a daily basis. Like, we're going through stuff. Like, the throwback clip of last week was the turtle one. And I'm like, that was a horrible, horrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how do you guys even welcome me into your home? How are you not like, get the fuck out of here, you degenerate. Mm-hmm. And wait till you get to the other shit. Wait till you get to the candy caning, to the ropes, to the lipstick situation, when you get to the some of the more risque stories I've told in the past year. It's like, man,
have we talked about glue sticking up?
Yeah,
on that,
oh yeah, yeah, man. I don't know if we've done it by the throwback ones, but I'm just like, man, you guys must be children of God to invite me up in your house. It's crazy. That's all I'm saying.
It's hilarious.
Fuck, man. Anyways.
That is hilarious.
Anyways. Dude, I was going to do a vlog for the trip I did over there.
Yeah.
But, like, part of vlogging is being able to, like, tell a good story, right? Mm-hmm. Being able to tell, like, a story about what it's about. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times where I just didn't get the footage or I didn't film things. And there's a lot of holes in the footage. And I think it would just be a fucked up video. So I decided not to do it. Maybe I'll throw clips on my Instagram or something.
Yeah, you should have just did it on the Insta story.
Well, I put a lot more shit. I was using the Insta stories a lot more during that
time. Should have been like, oh, look, waiting in this hotel room, taking a nap here. Oh, look, this hotel room doesn't look like death. Oh, that's cool.
Dude, that's, I will, like, I was telling.
Oh, this next hotel room is in fact a rape den. This is how I die. It's where it all ends.
Dude.
Shit looks like Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, dude. I was telling you, man, that second hotel I stayed
people
in.
People are like, what the fuck is
shady.
Luigi's Mansion?
Go Google it. That second hotel I stayed in, man, was shady. Like, I put all the locks on. And
how many locks do you have?
Like two or three. I put them all on, dog. And the worst part was...
You know, I rolled the mattress in front of the door. I slept on the floor.
No, man, you cannot pay me enough to lay on that floor. That floor, I was walking around with socks. I was like, fuck this, man. This place is disgusting. The fact that the fucking window didn't really have legitimate curtains. It had like the thin veil.
Paper.
The paper ones, like the really thin ones that are like see-through. I could see the, like, I had them closed and I could tell you like what the parking lot looked like. Like, yeah, man. Like, they wanted to
wake up in the middle of the night and somebody's just standing there.
Dude, that was what I was definitely scared about the most. I'm not even going to joke with you right now. I didn't sleep very well at all that night because I legit thought I was going to wake up and I was going to have somebody.
Every horror movie starts.
Yeah, I was going to be somebody literally standing on top of me and shit being like, hi. And I was like, oh, fuck. I kid you not. That's the shit that was on the back of my head.
Like, well, you're here. How do I make this rape easier for you?
I was like, man, this is the shit that fucking people are. That, or you know what, man? You know what came to my head? I almost want to slap you for it because you showed me this fucking video.
What?
That fucking video where it's like a security camera and that security guard gets called up to a room because they hear sounds or some shit.
Dude.
And then.
That video is fucking creepy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thank you for showing me that fucking video right before I took this trip.
Dude, I don't stay in hotel rooms like that.
Dude.
Because you said it was three stories. I've been like, fuck you. I'm staying in the car. I'm not doing that. It needs to be open.
Dude.
It needs to be on the first level.
When you sent me that fucking. After you sent me that, that's the first thing I thought of when I went in that room. I had a weird vibe and I was like, man, I better survive the night or I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to haunt that N-word.
Dude, I'm willing to put money that someone's been killed in that hotel.
Probably.
It looked visually clean, but keep in mind, I checked in hella late, and I didn't have a lot of lights on.
I mean, I recently, because I found another YouTube channel that does, like, ghosts and videos. That. I love watching that shit like
fuck
that.
Fuck that.
And then sometimes they don't always show, like, ghosts or aliens or shit like that. It's just, like, just random stuff that like fall. Like one the other day was just like random shit that like fell in front of people while they were driving. Like one was a tree. Some dude was just driving on the road and a fucking tree at night just fell like in front of him.
Fuck that.
That shit was scary. That shit was the most scary shit I've ever seen. because I was just watching in my living room. My dad was there, and he was asleep, so I was watching it. I was like, oh, fuck. And my dad was like, what? What happened? I was like, nothing happened. It was crazy. But I saw that video again because it came on that list that I was watching, that playlist. And that video is creepy. And granted, it might be fake, but whoever did that...
It was really good.
It was really good.
It's creepy, man. It's hella creepy.
It's hella creepy. And the only thing that makes me think it might have been fake is because, like, after they have, like, a weird, like, ghost that, like, comes out of the hotel room, I go, okay, that might be fake. But everything before that is fucking... It's spot on. It's creepy as hell.
Yeah, that's the thing I thought about in that room. I was like, dude, this room is... I took my knife with me everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the room was like... If you close off this wall here, it's like fucking 25, well, a little bigger than that. It was a tiny ass room, man. And the bathroom was literally connected. Dude, I took that knife with me everywhere. I was like, anybody comes in here, they about to get stabbed. Like Caesar stabbed. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to go deep with the stabbing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll fucking have a list of...
Then maybe that video might have been real, because they said the cops had that surveillance.
No, it's gotta be hotel.
Not the surveillance. The hotel, because they were calling on the walkies. They had that recorded, the screaming on the walkies recorded. But I don't know. Either way, creepy video. I'm glad something I showed you stuck in your head.
Yeah, it's so, exactly what I wanted to fucking remember.
Hey, man, you gotta be on alert. Spooky shit happens, man. That's when you're just walking down the street and a fucking alien attacks you. So, gotta be on guard.
I need to get more descriptive with my fucking topics here.
What was it? It's like a road.
I got Oregon fires. What the fuck does that mean?
Are there fires in Oregon?
I guess. I don't know, man. Apparently, I want to talk about it. I have it on my list.
Fuck Oregon. I don't know why. Something in my head tells me I'm not supposed to like Oregon.
You're weird, dog.
Hey, man, my memory's not good.
Did you check out the shit that's going on that happened at Kendrick Lamar's concert?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you check about that?
Yeah.
So tell him what happened.
So he brought up some, white chick or something?
Yeah.
To do one of his songs, one of his...
Rap songs.
Incoherent rap songs.
Yeah, he brought her up to sing with him, right?
Sing with them.
To rap with him or whatever.
And then, yeah, and so she did the rap. She was really good at it.
And but also, this is one of his most, like, risque rap songs.
Yeah, yeah. And so she was doing all of it word for word, and
he's got a shitload of N-words in that song.
Yeah, he does have a shitload of N-words in that song.
And so she was saying
them. She was saying them all, yeah. So I guess some people got mad about that.
Dude, they were like booing her on stage. And so, but did you see the video? So she does it and he's like, hold up. And they cut the music and he's like, look, I need you to bleep out some words. He's like, you know which words? And she's like, oh yeah, sorry, was I saying them? And he's like, yeah. She's like, oh, sorry. And he's like, all right. So they restart. They continue where they started from or whatever. They keep going. And then she just gets back into it, dude, and just starts dropping the N-words again. And so that's when he's like, yo. And then they cut it again. And by this time, like, the crowd's booing her and the crowd's, like, giving her shit. And he's like, yeah, man, what do you guys think I should do? He's like, you think I should get her off? And everybody's like, yeah, get her off the stage. Da, da, da. And he kind of like kicks her off. Piece of shit car. He kicks her off. And I guess they started getting, like, you know, fucked up messages on social media or whatever. But I'm just like, the fuck? Why are you? What? Yeah, automatically bleep out the fucking word.
Yeah.
Automatically, if you're anything but black, automatically bleep out the word.
Yeah.
Like, she was going ham on it.
I mean, that's his bad for doing that in the first place. Why are you putting somebody in that position, man?
Yeah, that's, I agree.
Stupid.
I agree. And there was another rapper who I think commented on it. And I think there was some other double standard bullshit with that one. Like, he had said... He had some white people say some shit like that before. I don't know, man. Long story short, the N-word is a weird thing, but you got to know that if you're not black, just don't say it.
Hey, man, we can't say N-word anymore. I might be adopting a black baby soon, so I can't.
Oh, shit. Hey, randomly, why are you adopting a black baby, by the way?
I need one for, you know.
Dude, it'd be even more future. Racist if you adopted a black baby and you started using the N-word. It'd be even more racist.
I guess it would be. So that's right? why I gotta stop yeah, using man. It right now, so I don't get in the habit.
Unless you could argue the fact that you're like, look, man, I'm not his biological father, but I want to get him
so
used to.
So he's still just a little N-word to me, right?
No. I want to get him used to. I want to get him used to his culture. So I got to get him used to how what he's got to expect.
He doesn't know his real dad. He never will. So,
hey, man,
I got to be it.
But I just thought that was freaking weird, man. Dude, have you heard of? By the way, I just heard of this fucking. I don't want to call her the B word because she's a child, but it just annoys me when I see this. Have you heard of Little Tay?
No. Dude, I'm not up to date with all these young people things.
Little Tay is, you know that Catch Me Outside girl?
Yeah.
It's a 9-year-old version of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just as annoying. And all she does is flaunt, like, all the money she's got. Like, there's a video where she's like, has a fat stack of cash that she's just like counting, and she's at the same time she's inside a Lamborghini and she's revving it, and she's stepping out. She's like, oh, you broke motherfucker. She's like, I'm 9 years old. I got all this fucking cash right here. And she's just like talking about all the money she's got and how everybody else is broke ass. And she's like, I'm working over here making all kinds of money. You guys are fucking broke. I got more money than all y'all do. And she's just like, and that fucking degenerate Logan Paul's behind her. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, Logan, tell him. And then he just starts fucking dropping, like just making it rain cash. And then she starts making it rain cash. And I'm just like, I don't know who I want to fucking beat more, Logan Paul or that girl's parents.
Logan Paul. You know what helped toughen up these people?
Fucking World War III?
World War III. That's exactly right.
Fuck, man. Dude, it's like, I cannot stand that shit, dude. Because you know what? That is, you know what makes it worse is the fact that there's people out there, and I hate myself for bringing it up because now it's helping her, but like people fucking glorify these degenerate ass people to the point where it's like, man, you're the reason why these, it's a Trump effect. You're the reason why these people got money or they're even fucking relevant. That little girl should get fucking a beating put on her, just like the Catch Me Outside girl. She got a beating put on her. You know why? You don't see a lot of fucking Mexican people like that? Because they get their ass handed to them by their fucking parents. All right? They fucking bring over the fucking sandal and shit and just start smacking the shit out of them. Or the fucking leather belt that's real leather. Made by some fucking dude who killed a cow.
He rode that cow too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
Milked it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Hispanic kids also are fucking degenerates and different. When they get older, they become degenerates. But that's besides the point. My point is that, dude, that mouthy, like, cocky, just I'm the baddest motherfucker shit is just the prevalence in our society now. Like the heel, for example, in wrestling is like so much bigger than the fucking good guy in wrestling. Do you know what I mean? Like that's the same thing with the Conor McGregor. It's like the asshole talk shit, back it up kind of guy is way more popular than like the quiet guy who's just like a fucking martial artist. Do you know what I mean? I can't stand that attitude and that cuntiness, and I get it. I know why they're doing it, but it's still, I would be ashamed to be that fucking girl's daughter, or her parents. I'd be fucking ashamed.
Yeah, man, it's terrible. It's people that don't know struggle.
And that never fucking seen it. Logan Paul degenerate. I can't.
You know
stand
that Logan
Paul
is here in
fuck that dude.
AZ, right? He has a concert tour apparently.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
He doesn't make music.
Apparently, he does. These little gay kids were over there supporting him. I'm like, really? I'm like, your parents need to all be punched.
Yeah, man.
In the neck.
I can't stand that dude and his brother. I can't fucking stand them.
He's a brother?
Yeah, they're both fucking making shitload of money on YouTube. Shitload of money. I think that dude was hooking up or is hooked up with that one girl. That really fucking big Instagram girl. Amanda Sentry or some shit. She's got a shitload. You know who she is. You've seen her, but you probably don't follow her. I don't follow her either, but let me see if I can find her. But anyways, I can't stand that attitude, though, man. It fucking annoys the living shit out of me. Anyways, I was wondering if you saw the Catch Me Outside girl or the little Tate or whatever the fuck her name is.
Away from all those things.
Amanda Cerny.
It kind of sounds familiar.
You've seen her. She's fucking huge on Instagram.
No, I never seen her.
Yeah, you've seen her. She's got like funny videos and shit. But
dude, the only thing I watch, no.
20 million followers.
I'm not one of those 20 million.
That's crazy, man.
The only thing I watch on YouTube are Max's videos. I don't watch our own stuff. That's clear.
Who?
I don't watch our stuff.
Yeah, how dare you?
I retweet it, though, if you're following the Twitter. What else? What else? What else? What else? Oh, all those aliens and conspiracy videos. Those ain't going to watch themselves.
You need to fucking videos. Find new hobbies.
What do you think? I just gave you that good information about that ghost video that one time, and it came back, didn't help you, right?
How did it help me?
You were on your guard.
It helped me not sleep.
On your guard.
It helped me not rest. That's called
being on your guard.
Shit.
On your guard, son. On your guard. On your guard. On your guard.
That doesn't sound bad, actually. Anyways.
And so, yeah. And then, wrestling videos, of course, because wrestling is life.
Dog, it sounds like you waste too much time on dumb shit.
I only watch YouTube on Saturday, so.
Yeah, anyways. That's it.
But I don't watch anything else. I haven't watched DeFranco in years. Oh, I occasionally watch a Comic Storian video. But that's about it.
He's doing all the Thanos Wins ones now. They're good.
Yeah.
Been there the whole time?
Yeah. That lot of music can't be good for that baby, man.
No, man. Dude, so tell, have you, what the fuck is this? We're going to get shot by this one. Have you seen this Thundercats Roar thing?
Dude, that's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's
fucking just the worst. I follow a dude who posted it, and I go, ugh, it's terrible. And I was like, burn it with fire. And he was like, yes, burn it. Kill it with fire.
So basically, for those that don't know, they're redoing Thundercats. And so that's near and dear to my heart because I grew up with that shit. Like, I literally rewatched that shit about 3 years ago, all of them. Like, all 3,000 episodes, or the fuck it was.
Were they legit?
No, but they're still cool to rewatch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're redoing it with the most basic animation I've ever seen. It looks like dog shit. It looks like somebody that does art, kind of does art, got high, and then decided, I'm going to make a cartoon completely while I'm high. That's what that is.
It's terrible. Yeah, there it is.
It's terrible. The voice acting sounds kind of gummy. The fucking... It's just terrible.
It doesn't look just...
It looks terrible. It looks like squiggly lines that they made it look like what it was.
Trying to make it look like... Was it SpongeBob animation, which that's not what it should be. It should be clear lines and shit. It's not that.
check out this topic on my list here. I don't even know what the fuck I meant with that one.
Which one?
The one with little cursors in front of or behind?
Oh, dude. That's some... interesting thoughts while you were.
I have no traveling. Idea. No, that's this is from last week. I have no idea.
Let's talk about it. So, have you ever blown out your pussy?
That's literally what it says on my thing, dude. It says blown out puss. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell I meant by that. I'm sure I was driving and I had some fucking hilarious thought. And I was like, oh, let me type this real quick so I don't lose it. But apparently, dude, I didn't type
better,
enough.
You need better.
Yeah, I need way more, man.
You're just putting like one thought. You're like, oh, man, I have a. New shirt idea. Frog. What about a frog?
Yeah, man. I got two topics here that I have no idea what the hell I was on top
so,
of. Oregon fires and blown out puss.
So when you drink liquor, it makes your organs feel like they're on fire? That's how you know it's good liquor?
Nah, man. Nah. Whatever Boski, by the way, gave me, that's good shit. I got to ask him.
Hey, man. I went to go see some of my old coworkers. I went out with them for happy hour. Uh-huh. I didn't drink.
You didn't?
No.
Are you on the wagon or something? What's up?
No, I just knew I had a quick turnaround, so. It was only Mikhail's. Mikhail's doesn't have good liquor.
Hey, speaking of which.
What?
Well, not which, but I'm just going to segue now.
Was it liquor?
No.
Oh.
What's going on with this chick that you had a date with or whatever?
Not too much. We'll see if we're getting together tomorrow, maybe. So, we'll see how that works out.
I hopefully mean, you seem very unsure of this.
Well, she was gone all last week, or most of last week. She went to California, too, on vacation. So, yeah.
All right, just curious if you had an update.
Yeah, no.
Do you got any crazy stories you want to tell in this podcast?
Of what?
I don't know, man. Your dating life, how's it going? You got to update the people now. Now that you're no longer about that bullshit, you got to update people on how you're not about the bullshit.
No. There's one thing that I thought I was going to tell you about that. It was kind of funny, but I don't remember what it was, though. I don't remember what it was, so... Oh, well. No, she was gone last week for I think, like, 4 days. I think she left, like, on Friday. And she was gone Saturday and Sunday. I think Monday, too. And she got back on Tuesday. And I hadn't actually seen her all week, even though we work around the same place. I haven't seen her, so... I don't know.
Is she divorced?
No.
No?
She got them cream pies in her.
And how many baby daddies?
Those two. We don't have a camera on us. Those two.
Okay. I was going to say. I don't know if you wanted to say that or not. Well, man, good for you. I think it's good. You're trying some new shit out. You know what I'm saying? You're playing the field a little bit. I can't think of any grotesque ways to say you're playing the field. You're testing out the
sloppy thirds.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, man. Why not?
I did tell her I hadn't been to the beach ever. So she did send me some beach pictures while she was in California. If that means anything.
That's kind of cool.
So I thought that was nice.
Were there like... Was it she included in the picture, or did she just send you pictures of the beach?
No, just send me pictures of the beach. It wasn't like a tit pic and a fucking...
Yeah, man. Dude, that's the thing. You got to be like, hey, while you're at it, you in your bathing suit, what's up? Let me know what's up.
But my supervisor is all up in the business now. She's like, oh, what happened with you and said person?
Yeah, man. People want to know what's up. You got to update the people. Let them know.
She's like, did you ever ask her out? I was like, yes, I did. She's like, no, you didn't. Bullshit. I was like, yeah, I did. I was like, damn, you guys don't think much of me, do you? He's like, no, we don't.
Damn. He should have been like, well, look, here's a picture of her giving me a blowjob. That's her head right there.
I'm like, check out this fucking you porn video real quick.
That's me right there.
That's me.
You can't see
all anything. That's me, too.
See that gigantic. Looking fucking broomstick looking thing. That's me. That's me.
All me.
That's all me.
It's peeking up on the video.
Smell food. Anyways.
Yeah, that's what that is. So.
All right, man. We're good. It's progressing. Things are happening.
Trying, but yeah, you know. See, with her, I'm a little more understandable than when she actually says she's busy. I'm like, okay.
You get it. You got five kids.
Yeah, you got 10 kids. Okay, yeah, I understand that.
You're definitely going to be busy.
Yeah, I see why you might be busy.
Yeah.
Unlike other hoes that are going to remain nameless, probably getting BBC in them right now.
They're busy too, dog. They're just
getting BBC.
They're getting stuffed busy.
Leave me on red and shit.
Leave you on red? What the fuck does that mean? What kind of new age kid saying is that? I don't know what the fuck that means.
Fuck, old man.
Yeah, man. I'm getting old, dog.
That's when you send a text and they fucking read it and they should respond back to you.
Oh, leave me on red. Yeah. I thought like the color red. I'm like, leave me on red? What the fuck's that mean?
Oh.
Hey, man, look, not sleeping is aging me a lot faster. All right, I'm losing.
Get an apartment, man.
I'm about to get something. But anyways, back to my point. Long story short, I'm glad... You're making the move, dog. Also, remember, you gotta keep the mentality going towards keeping you as a ball in the court. Don't be the friend zone dude in the fucking field.
Well, I did think for a while that one of the dudes at work was mad at me because he didn't talk to me for like 2 days. So I was like, okay, this is... Motherfucker, I'm trying to talk. Is he on a scooter? What the fuck
is he on? I think he is. I think that's a scooter, dude.
Anyways. Yeah, he wasn't talking to me for 2 days, so I'm like, oh, no, I must have... This dude must have been trying to do his long game bullshit or something. I must have interfered with it somehow. Oh, my God.
Dude, fucking motorcycle night. Holy shit.
Fucking Sons of Anarchy over here.
Wait, no kidding. We need to go back to watch some... back to watching...
Baseball
games.
Jeez.
Anyway, so you're saying...
But, yeah. But, no, apparently... I think he's cool. He talked to me earlier, so it should be fine. Might have been looking into things too much.
Yeah, all I'm saying, man, is you gotta make sure that you're... keeping it...
Keep the dick out there.
Keeping it light and steady. Make sure that she knows that you're interested.
Keep the glue stick ready.
Yeah, man. Get ready. Get ready to lay tip wherever you be at. You know what I'm saying? Also, make the physical contact. Don't forget. Make the dirty jokes. All those things. All those things. You watch Californication. You know how that dude dudes does.
Tell you that show's good, man.
It's decent. The dude's just getting action everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I mean... In the later seasons, you'll see that he's only having dirty, dirty, raunchy sex with lots of hot women because he has emotional scarring deep in his soul.
I get it, but he's getting girls way too easily.
But yeah, he's a fucking confident dude.
I mean, he seems like he doesn't give a fuck either way. Like, yeah, he's got no emotion at all.
That's exactly what hoes like.
I guess you're right. I don't know.
Look, bitches love that Edward... From Twilight.
That's dude, a good point.
That dude didn't give a fuck. Like, bitches love, what's his name? Christian Grey. Dude didn't give a fuck. He just put it all in there in one stroke. It loved it. Fucking loved it.
Yeah, man. I guess.
Bitches are like, why is he calling us bitches?
Yeah, send all your hate mail to at that dude Ruben at fucking Instagram. Not to me. I don't want any of that shit.
Yeah, man. It's true. Fucking be emotionless.
It's really bugging me on what I meant by these fucking two topics. You think I would know what it means when I wrote down blown up.
All right, let's try to re-jog. Let's try to re-jog John's memory.
Dude, that's unnecessarily loud. Dude, when you got a motorcycle, why do you even have a radio?
Say, Sons of Anarchy.
You can't hear shit.
All four good seasons and even the shitty ones, none of them had a radio. And they were all fine. They did everything fine. Anyways. All right, let's try to rejoke John's memory here.
Oregon fires. All right, why the fuck? What's going on in Oregon?
I don't know. Fuck Oregon. Hey, all right. So, did you ever blow out somebody's puss?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe. Did you ever just bottom out and shit? Did you hit the wall?
He bottom out. Oh, fuck. That's bad. Oh. Dude, check out my fucking shin. Check this out. See this bump right here?
Yeah.
That's when that's
cancer.
That's from getting a fucking kick checked like 3 weeks ago. I think it healed like in a big ass bulge.
It's cancer, man.
Yeah, it might be. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway.
So what happened to...
Fuck, man. We need a new spot. We definitely need a new spot. This is ridiculous.
You saw what happened to Anderson Silva. Why are you so surprised?
Yeah, man. That was grotesque.
Back to blown out puss. Was it too wide? Is it too loose?
What does that mean? I don't even know what it means, man. I'm trying to remember myself.
Is she like, oh, man, it's going to be so tight, like that straight 18-year-old, and you're like, all right, I'm down for this. And you just went in there, you're like...
I was like, it's like a slip and slide in here. Just what's
like,
going on?
What is
on?
This? Like a hot dog in a hallway. It's just sweat. What is this?
No friction.
No friction.
Just swimming in there. Yeah, like a fish in a lake.
It's like a... Let's see, what else is long? It's like a 12-foot ladder in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It's
yeah, just nothing. Man. Just not, no, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Some,
nothing here.
Nothing.
No friction.
At all.
Mm-mm. See,
no,
what
I
else?
I have no idea what the fuck that meant.
It's like an anaconda in the Atlantic Ocean. There's just nothing. Nothing, man.
Nothing, dog. Dude, what the fuck did I mean by that? I have no idea. I'm sure it was a punchline of some dumbass joke I didn't have.
Just going ready. Down on the hole, you're trying to just blow it up? Like, what are you trying to do? Trying to do a predator face on there?
A predator face? Jeez. Trying to, that's what I call it. You know, I secretly call it you mouth-to-mouth with a predator.
Wow.
I like how your face changed instantly. Wow. You were like, I know exactly what that is.
I know what that is.
Without having to tell you anything. Dude, half the women in this fucking podcast right now are like, are you guys kidding me right now? I'm over this. Sorry, ladies. Anyways.
Are you over it?
They might be.
Hey, did you get any feedback from last week?
2 weeks ago?
However many weeks ago this was.
No. I think we told a story about how one of the viewers did her little pants thing in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hilarious. But no feedback. Okay. I think it went fine.
All right. Make sure we didn't get any more hate mail. I meant to tell them where we're going in a few days.
Oh, we're going to the local Comic-Con place.
Phoenix Comic Fest?
Whatever the Fan fuck Fest? It's called. Yeah.
Apparently they changed its name.
I don't even know where we're going. I think we're just going to buy shit.
That's exactly where we're going.
Unless the voice of Goku will do a podcast intro for us. We'll be like, hey guys, you're listening to the sickest motherfuckers on Instagram or on YouTube. Monday's Locker Room Talk. No. It'd be better if he was like, hey, guys, it's Goku. You guys are listening to my favorite podcast, Monday's Locker Room Talk. How awesome would that be?
That'd be pretty good, man. Like, you know, hanging out with the sickest Namekians around.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll do it. I wonder if we gave him a script, like a three-line script, he'd do it.
You probably have to pay him a good amount.
You think so?
Like $100.
I might consider that. I mean, that's dumb money to drop on a podcast intro. But it'd be like Rogan. I drop it on every single intro. You know, when Rogan's intro is always like that. Nick Diaz, he's like, yeah. Joe Rogan. He's like, get high by day, Joe Rogan podcast by night, all day or some shit. Whatever the fuck he says. That'd be my intro for this podcast every single time. Like, hey guys, it's Goku. I'm hanging out with the tightest Namekians in the universe while listening to Monday's Locker Room Talk.
If I had only have two Namekians to touch my Dragon Balls, it'd be these two guys.
All right, that he might not do. He'll be like, are you fucking retarded?
Oh, man, speaking of special people, I went to 8th grade graduation. Sweet.
Oh, that was your special class, right?
Yeah.
Do they have to do the same thing the normals do?
Like what?
Like walk up to the podium?
Yeah, they have to walk up there.
Oh, wow.
They walked up there. They went with their gen ed class, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, so they walked up there. They got it. They took a picture. I got a picture of them. And then, they sat down. And then they told them, oh, yeah, you guys all got promoted. They call it promotion, not graduation, whatever. And then, then they let them out to the back area, and then we all got pictures with them. And I said hi to all them. And I said hi to the other gen ed kids I knew, too.
They say anything because you were there?
Yeah, they're like, oh, man, so great to see you. Didn't think you were coming back. I was like, yeah.
And I suck on this pipe.
Told you I was. The funny thing is I stayed there for... So each one was like about an hour or so.
Oh.
Yeah. There's two of them. I got there like, I think the first one started at 9:30, so 10:30. Next one started at 11, so 12.
Jeez, and man, then, you pack a lunch?
Yeah, I did. And then the next set of peer tutors that came in there to help our kids didn't come in until 12:30. And I'm like, those guys probably want to see me too. And they're in seventh grade, so I stayed until like 1:30 or so.
Jeez, man, you were there all day.
Yeah, I was there all day. And then after that, I went to the front office to see the people in the office. So I saw them, saw the two office managers, and they're happy to see me. And then went to the front office, talked to the receptions desk, and they were like, wow, they let you in here? I was like, no, they did not let me in here at all. Because I guess they were not supposed to let me back in the school.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised they did.
Yeah, they really didn't, so much as I kind of snuck in there, but whatever.
Well,
so all the higher administration did not say shit to me. They looked at me and were like, how the fuck did you get in here? And I was like, I walked in here. Also, I got this ticket, so try to throw me out, motherfucker.
Drama. Drama, dog.
Hey, man. I told him I'd be back. Can't go back on.
You'd be like, hey, promise. Hey, N-words, I'm back.
Yeah.
Just stole the mic, been like, I just want to tell you, fuck all y'all.
Yeah. And then my boss says, our bigger boss, I guess she never came back to the class. She was supposed to come back a few more times. She never did because my boss told her to go fuck herself.
Jeez. Drama. Fucking school jobs seem like a drama, dog. Yeah,
they are drama.
Fucking, it's like some of y'all didn't ever want to let go of that high school mentality where it's like you all shit and smoke in the same
it's pretty much crib. It's pretty much, yeah, if you can never let that go, you became a teacher because you're like, I'm just going to carry it on. Pretty much.
All those motherfuckers shit where they sleep.
They do.
That's the analogy I was going with. Fuck all
they
that.
They do that. They absolutely do that. But yeah, so I said goodbye to them, everything.
I was thinking this week's podcast is going to get shit views because of the holiday.
What holiday is it?
Memorial Day. You're off on Monday, right? Yeah. Right? Memorial Day?
Sure.
Something like that. Yeah, man. A lot of people never learn that fucking lesson of just never shitting when you sleep. I learned it right away.
Hey, tell me when. This is the first time you blew out a puss.
Segue into the blowing out of puss situation. And I learned it real quick is when I dated... Hold on, let this piece of shit drive by. Is when I dated that older chick that I worked with. I dated her for a little bit, for sure. And then after things separated, or we were no longer together, shit was awkward.
Cause you're like, get your old ass out of here. Get
the fuck out of here.
Your rusty ass hip makes too much noise in the winter.
Your replacement hip is just killing it for me.
Killing me. Fucking pacemaker.
You think?
You have to plug that shit in all the time.
Get out of here. Otherwise you die.
Can't blow out your puss.
Like at first I thought that she just had a shitty bed, but no, that was her hip.
Yeah. Can't blow out your puss. It's like a rusty well.
No, man, she wasn't that old. But
like 92.
Shut the fuck up. You wish. You were Schmeckian.
It's like grandmas I like to fuck.
Oh, jeez. You fuck your governor, dog. It's over. You gotta go back to stock again, dog. It's too much. You got too much in your head right now, man. You got way too much. Go back, dog. Go back. It's like if you're fucking seeing the white tunnel and you hear my voice going, go back, dog. Don't go into the tunnel. Don't go into the white.
I go into there with my face. I'm like,
Oh, jeez. No, but I remember learning that lesson real quick, man, because it was awkward. And luckily, by the time that we had broken up, I was no longer working in the same department. But I was still working down the hall. So I would fucking still see her. And then it's like, they're, you know, the friends, certain friends went on other people, like people's sides. They're like, oh, they took her side or they took my side. And most people, let's be honest, took her side. Primarily because it was women having to support another woman. Y'all know how you women do sometimes. Even if you're wrong, you're going to support the woman.
See, man, you should have made up a bigger story. She'd been like, yeah, it was our anniversary, and I brought her a present. It was the first book she said she ever read in third grade.
Damn.
And so I had it signed by the author. It's only three of them in the whole world. I found one, tracked it down, brought it to her house. She gave me a key, you know. Had a whole drawer there, my clothes. So I walk in, just expecting her to be there. And then I walked into the room, some dude just plowing her with his giant BBC.
Damn, son. No, dog.
Hey, man, you have to give a story like that. You can't just be like, yeah, cut that bitch loose because she's old.
Is that what I did?
Sent her old ass to retirement home.
Shut the fuck up. It seemed like she's 100. No, dog. It just didn't work out. Sometimes the shit just doesn't work out. Just doesn't work out, dog.
Fucking like old yeller. Like, I'll put you out of your misery. Come here. Come here, old lady. Like, you won't feel anything.
Nah, man. It just doesn't. But it's just awkward having those, like, you know, you see each other in the hallways and shit. And at first, women were, like, really angry. They're like, ugh, this motherfucker. They give you dirty ass looks and shit. And I'm just like,
that's when you gotta be like, look, I went down on you for 90 plus minutes. I know you ain't giving me that fucking look right now. Get your ass to stepping.
I know you had.
Step slow.
I know you had orgasms upon orgasms of pleasure.
Yeah.
Don't be giving me that fucking
look.
Don't
give me that look. Nothing else is gonna compare to you. I ruined you for all other men. All other ones.
That's exactly why that first scenario you just presented would never happen. All right. It would never happen, dog.
Other bitches don't know that. Only she knows that.
I'm like, I gave you at least Super Saiyan level 2 dick.
Yeah.
I wasn't at that UI level yet. Well, but level 2, dog.
That's still a lot, man.
That's still good.
That's a lot. That's still impressive. That's a lot of power.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of power.
You know what I'm saying? I'm breaking headboards and shit.
That's a lot of power.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's when I started deadlifting heavy.
That's at least.
You know what I'm saying?
Put that into hoe perspective. That's at least 3.
Hope perspective.
Yeah, that's at least 3 elder vampires from Twilight.
That's the whole level.
Yeah, yeah. Those dudes who walked around with the hoods. 3 of those guys.
Shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
For some reason, I thought, I just had something popped in my head.
Hmm.
Did I ever tell a playground story?
No.
So. I thought, for a second, it popped into my head, and somebody's going to be so mad at this if they were listening to this podcast, but I highly doubt they listen. So, I'm going to tell a story anyways. So, for a second, I thought this chick was the playground chick, but it wasn't the playground chick. So, I remember one time, I was dating a girl, and I think there might have been the persuasion of alcohol involved.
Close, my old friend.
And I remember... You're like, it's my old friend. I miss you so.
I miss you.
You're like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Come back to me.
So, anyways, I remember being a little buzzed, and so was the female. And I remember, like, we just took a walk for some fucking weird reason. I don't know if there's drama involved. I don't remember. I just remember we took a walk to a local, like, park. Because here, we got, like, in the newer communities, we got parks every few 1,000 feet or whatever. So, fucking shoulder. I feel like I blew my shoulder out, dog. Anyways, so I remember we went to a park and we were talking and chilling because now I was a younger individual then, so we were just chilling at the park. It was late. It was hella late. And I remember, like, I don't know, man. You know, you're young, you're stupid, and you just get horny all of a sudden for no fucking reason. And I was like, yo, let's get a little quickie going on here. And it worked out very well because she had a skirt on. So it was very well. So you pull up the skirt or whatever. You know, we'll move some shit around. But I remember thinking, I'm like, dude, there's got to be some sort of coverage here because we are in the fucking park. And it's lights are around and shit. And while it is night, there's houses nearby. You could probably look in, right? So I was like, all right, let's do this shit. I got an idea. So you know how sometimes in parks, there's those plastic tubes that connect two sections, but they're like, they're horizontal tubes. They're not vertical tubes. So like it's in there. So I was like, oh, I bet you we can fit in the fucking tubes and we get it in right quick, right? Just get a little quickie going, right? But then, you know, when you start having to really think about it and once you try to apply it with, you know, a little alcohol in your system. Yeah.
Like actual logic?
Yeah. Like 2 grown-ass adults don't fit in those fucking tubes. Yeah. So me being the goddamn man that I am, and once I focus on something, I'm
trying to get this nut.
I don't know if I phrased it like that.
This nut is the only thing that matters.
So I remember thinking, I'm like, we gonna make this work.
Nut is life.
We go. That's the next shirt, dog. Nut is life. And then we'll have that little squirrel from Ice Age holding up the nut. Yeah, man. Shirt idea. Anyways, so that's an awesome shirt idea. Anyways, so I remember thinking, we gonna make this work. So I remember being like, all right. I just kind of like kind of like threw into the tube. And then,
so then I threw my dick into the tube.
That's right, dog. Yes. I just blew somebody's ear out. My bad. So I remember, like, at that point, she's laying face up on the tube. Because you can't do a doggy style. There's just no way to put...
Wow, that was your first option?
Well, it just makes more sense just for
normally
level.
Normally, I do everything doggy style because I'm, like, looking at these hoes in the face. No, it's just reminds me, it reminds just me they have a soul. I hate
wow,
that.
Wow, jeez, dog. Your impressions of me are very interesting. Your thoughts of my fucking mentality.
I like to think of them as nothing but, you know, soulless... pleasure toys.
Wow, jeez, dog. Anyways, you've been watching that dude from Casting Couch way too long. Anyways, so we was facing up and it managed to kind of make it to where this motherfucker's driven by here 4 times already.
Yeah, he's probably gonna rob us soon.
Maybe you, dog. I'm about to. Anyways, long story short, we're able to get it going. So I'm just like, she's laying on her back and I'm kind of like going at it, and so the fucking weird part is, and you know, you're drunk, you don't think about this shit. But if you really think about this shit, if you're looking into the park and you see a dude, there's two scenarios going on. You think a dude is getting off on the tube at a park somewhere, or the darker of the situations, you think there's some rapey shit going on with like a grown ass dude and maybe like a child in the park,
yeah.
Which is like the creepy part, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the situation. There's a grown ass female inside the tube. But anyways, that's my whole point. I was thinking about that. I was like, dude, that was fucking, you know, any little kid could have came by and just,
it's like, hey, like, mommy, what are they doing?
And I'm like, ugh, and I'm like fucking shaking the tube.
Like, oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You're like, take this.
I'm like, take this, jock. Fucking Optimus Prime over here. Jeez, man.
Like,
anyways.
Yeah, like, that's what it sounds like when I nut.
Yeah. So that's my fucking story. Because I was thinking, I'm like, dude, random ass spot, dude. The fucking tubes in a park.
That's a new one, man.
The tubes.
The real question is, where did you bust that? You bought that pie life or did you throw it in the sand?
Ah! Oh! You just mix it in?
Yeah.
I think at the time, like, it wasn't gonna happen because I was so buzzed that it was like it just wasn't gonna happen.
Like, oh, that felt good.
I was like, I think we need to stop here before some kid comes in. And he's like, "Mommy, what's going on?
Like, they're hurting this lady."
It's like, why is his pants down inside the tube?
Oh, fuck.
But on you know, oddly enough, that's not the craziest place I've managed to get it in. And we'll tell the other one. I think the craziest one.
The craziest place was in the butt for sure.
I like how you say that shit with a straight face. No, I'll have to tell that story in another podcast. Because I'm sure y'all are like, what the fuck? Have I told the other one?
I don't think so.
No? Because I think it would have came to mind if I told it to you. I'll tell it.
That's a good story, man. You got it right on time. I think that was enough debauchery for this week.
Yeah, a lot of debauchery, but a lot of filler too. So sorry, it's just kind of, we're ramping back up, ladies and gents. I think, dude, this might be fucking 99. We need to do something for 100.
100. Next week, I got a hooker coming in.
Yeah, you gonna talk to us about our job or what?
Yeah, I'm like, so when did you realize you failed in life?
Wow.
Did you just like realize in 8th grade, like, that was it, like, you peaked, you couldn't get through high school?
What if she's like a high-end hooker, dog?
That's an escort. Those two different things.
Oh, I got you.
We don't have enough views to get an escort. What is wrong with you?
I like how you got the vernacular already in lockdown and shit. You're like, hey man, there's two things to search on Craigslist and we can't afford the escort, so we got the hooker.
Hey, CrocTube gives you that information.
Oh, you, that's not what you search for on CrocTube? You're like, I'm looking for escort videos tonight.
Fucking Gen 1 Optimus Prime over here. What the fuck?
Dude, we got the most random vehicles that drive by here. Holy shit. All right, man. I think that's enough. I think the ladies and gents that are listening to this shit got their money's worth. And, you know, you didn't pay anything for this. So, fucking, yeah, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, man. We're romp back into this. Good place to get it going.
Yep. So, any last words or anything you want to tell these people, dude?
Nut is life.
Well, there you go. Nut is life. That's actually probably a fact.
It is. It is a fact. Nut is life.